everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that. Very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. Now, I couldn't begin to list the incredible benefits I've realized in the more than 15 years of these CNB Scene celebrations, but I will tell you, chief among them has been connecting with true experts in Atlantic Canada, folks who have locked in on a lane and excelled past the others to truly lead the way. They are my go-tos for all the how-tos and whatnot within their respective industries. And when it comes to real estate, our East Coast expert is Susan Diamond. A realtor with Engel & Völkers here in Nova Scotia, Susan's based in Chester with listings that span the South Shore. Her knowledge of the market is second to none and is the finest kind of resource to have on our roster. So indeed, I'm thrilled she's made the time for our show today to chat about all of it, including buying and selling here in the province, and to celebrate as 2026 marks her 10th anniversary as a realtor. Naturally, I've come up with a great game to mark the milestone, so we'll play a fun round of Advise the Buyer, and we'll take a trip down memory lane to highlight some of the happenings. Plus, we'll get the scoop on her second season as a realtor on A&E's hit real estate show, Oceanfront Property Hunt. We'll hear about her first year of being part of Engel & Völkers private office, and we'll learn how her family has enjoyed their first year in their new home. And to top it all off, we'll throw in some topical tunes along the way. So with all that ahead, we best get to it. Here's my telephone conversation with the one and only Susan Diamond. Ladies and gentlemen, she is, without question, our go-to for all things real estate here on CNB Seen and Heard. She is the one, the only Susan Diamond. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm well. I wish I had a cake because I know we're going to talk about this being your 10th anniversary in the business, which I'm imagining went by in a blink. Did it?
It absolutely did go by in a blink. I don't know how it's been 10 years, but there you go.
That's crazy. Okay, well, we're going to get to that. We're also going to talk about all of the various and sundry buyers. I have a new game I want to play with you. And I want to talk about, you know, I mentioned being in the private office. Maybe let's start there. When last we chatted, you'd just become a member. Is that the right way to say it? Of private office?
I suppose a member of private office, but yeah. Inducted into the private office.
Okay, there you go. Well, they're the cool people because I watch you on social media and I feel like you do obviously there's work. Don't get me wrong. But this is like a really amazing group of people from all around the world, right?
It really is. You know, like I feel every time I'm around them, it just makes me want to up my game and work harder and provide a better service. It's a pretty special group of real estate advisors. It's an Engel & Völkers thing. So essentially, you know, it's kind of like the real estate version of private banking. So being in the private office, being a private office advisor, we are connected globally with other private office advisors within Engel & Völkers around the globe. So it truly does make us a global brand and a global service. So we meet quarterly on virtual calls and twice a year in person, which is really special because it gives us that opportunity to collaborate, get to know each other better, and have true connections. So when we're working with clients that have portfolios of real estate around the globe, we can really connect them with other advisors we know will take really great care of them.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary when you think about the properties. I mean, we have some amazing listings. I know I live vicariously through your posts. I don't mind saying it. We're going to talk about some of the dream homes and wonderful properties that you've bought and sold, if you will, over the years. But I look at the international portfolio and some of these homes, Susan, are unreal. So like, let's say hypothetically now, you've got a client here and they say, Susan, we're thinking about buying a house on a vineyard in Tuscany. Could you hook them up? Is that really what it is? Or
I really could. And that's what's pretty special about it. Because we're a small group, there's about 340 private office advisors around the globe. Mm-hmm. I do, in fact, have a couple of close connections that work out of Italy, and we would be on first name basis. So it would be very simple for me to reach out to them directly and then introduce the client. So it's a pretty seamless approach to make sure that your clients are looked after with ultimate care.
Which is really nice. And vice versa too, right? Like it just goes to show if there's anybody around the globe that's looking for a property, they reach out to you. And I guess your area of expertise is really down here on the south shore of Nova Scotia. Now, I, of course, have been, I don't know for how long now, it seems like a good long while, been celebrating Canada's East Coast. And I'm going to put you on the spot now, Susan. And after 10 years of selling properties here, give me the elevator pitch for the South Shore. Has it changed? Have you refined it? What would you say now if I said I'm thinking about moving here?
Well, you know, I'm a huge advocate for the South Shore, having been a born and raised Chester gal. You know, I did live away for a number of years, but I've been back now for almost 15. And I guess the answer is pretty simple. It's a beautiful way of life. There's some really tight-knit communities that offer everything from live theater to great music venues, excellent restaurants. And of course, you're never far from the ocean here. So, I mean, the ocean, you can be boating, beaching, kayaking, whatever ails you is available. Right. Yet, you know, here on the South Shore, or at least the area of the South Shore that I cover mostly, you're an hour or an hour and a half from the Halifax International Airport. Right. So it's very easy to get in and get out. Or, you know, if you want to go into Halifax to catch a show or do that urban lifestyle, here on the South Shore, you're never far away. So you can do that if you like, or slow it down a bit and be here on the coast.
Now, you mentioned working and traveling, and on our previous shows, we've talked about your globe-trotting with your film and television career, but now with the private office, and certainly, I guess, Englund Volkers proper, you are getting together with realtors from that network as well, right, across Canada?
Yeah, so, you know,
because I live vicariously. I just saw you were out in Whistler, right? That looked like a fun trip. Was that private office or was that Englund Volkers?
That was an Englund Volkers event. It's called Let's Connect. So this was the third annual for that.
Okay.
And a couple of private office advisors, actually, colleagues of mine from the West Coast, they took the initiative to start Let's Connect. And the idea being that it was for the Canadian advisors. So Englund Volkers over the last decade has really grown in Canada. And there's a lot of advisors now. And again, I don't know the number, but we're growing all the time. And they just thought it would be great to have an opportunity for Canadian advisors to get together, have a conference, collaborate, learn from each other. So that's what that was. This was my first time attending, and it was really fantastic.
Were you on stage, though? What were you doing on stage? Were you dancing? Was there dancing?
Reluctantly.
Don't say
that. I was on a panel. No, I shouldn't say that. I was super nervous. I'm not a public speaker, but it went fine.
Okay.
I didn't fall off the stage or anything like that. And I had some great advisors up there on the panel with me. So, you know, we were just talking to the group. I think there was 130 advisors there in total. And we were talking about what we do to help grow our business.
Right. Now, I watch your stream. I do follow other agents. I appreciate the housing market. I look at all of these beautiful homes. And it seems glamorous. But Susan, it's 24/7. Would that be fair?
That's pretty fair.
Okay. Yes. So there's, as glamorous as it looks, it's nonstop, right? Like, could I call you now at any time of night? Like, do you have an off switch or no?
You know what? When I first started, the answer would be no.
Okay.
However, you know, I really do try to get to know my clients well in advance so that I can let them know that I try to take a little bit of time. I do have two children.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Usually between 5 and 8 in the evening. I try not to answer the phone unless it's some sort of real estate emergency so I can spend time with the kids. And I don't work Sundays. However, I do have an Alex. And,
an Alex.
Alex is on duty
shout out to
for
Alex.
Those hours.
Oh,
yeah, shout out to Alex. I keep joking with people. Everybody needs an Alex. I don't know how they live without one.
Yeah, there you go.
Very lucky.
Plus he's sweet. Hey?
He is sweet. Yeah. Yes, he's great.
Handy and sweet. Okay. I don't know if he's handy, though. I shouldn't have. Is he handy? Like, you guys probably. Well, now this leads me nicely to my next question. Now, Susan, last time we chatted, we talked about fixer-uppers and flipping and things like that. But I wanted you to know, and you've probably, maybe you've seen it. I don't know. The new trend in decor is curated clutter.
Oh, this is new. I haven't caught up with
you. You haven't caught up with
this.
Okay. If you follow any kind of magazine or interior decorator, at the minute, they're all talking about curated clutter, which goes counterintuitively to what I would imagine you're looking for. And that's a clean aesthetic when you move into a house. Now, curated clutter is basically like stuff with a purpose. Like antiques and pictures and tchotchkes and whatnot. You're not going to adopt that, are you?
I don't think so. I mean, it depends, perhaps. And it would depend on the listing for sure, right? Because, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily an option to clear it all out altogether and make it as minimalist as possible. So in cases like that, maybe we embrace the curated clutter.
Right. Well, now it's all the rage, right?
But exactly. And that's what how we can spin it. But
there you go.
You know.
But empirically, I guess, does it depend on the listing now if it's empty or furnished? Or is it always better to not be furnished? Like ultimately.
Oh, I would say it's always better to have some furniture in than have it unfurnished.
Okay.
It's just always nice if when people come to a home or when they look at the photographs, you know, you've got it in good showing condition so that people aren't distracted by things and they can really focus on the property and the home itself. So, but furniture is great because it helps define the space.
Right.
You know, this day and age, if it is vacant with no furnishings, it's pretty straightforward for us to virtually stage it, which we often do, even if it's one or two rooms, just to try and help people get a sense of the space and what can work there and fit there.
Yeah, in some cases, rooms could be anything, right? Either a home office or a dining room or, right? They could be multi-purpose. So there you have it. Okay, you know, we talk about the wonder of living in Canada's ocean playground. Today we are buried, without question, with more snow in the forecast, and not unlike a lot of North America. But when we're in a four-season climate, it begs the question, is now a good time to sell or buy, or is winter off limits, or what's the philosophy there?
Well, you know what? Like sometimes people need to list and sell this time of year. So it's not a bad time to list, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I'm actually seeing a fair amount of buyer activity for January, which is great. And often you're not dealing with as much competition because come spring, there'll be all kinds of listings. But at the moment, you know, we've got less listings, so there's less competition. So it's not a horrible time to list or buy.
Right. Reach out, I guess, would be the best thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, when you think about the selling and the buying of it all, you said you had a number of appointments for people. Are people moving here from other places? Are you seeing more people moving around the province? Are there any trends you could share with us in terms of who's buying?
Yeah. I mean, I would say in 2024, 2025, it was a lot of interprovincial movement, more so than outsiders coming in. Now, I don't think we want to get into this on your radio show today, but certainly there was some external factors that really affected our market last year. The big issue being the provincial deed transfer tax. So 3 years ago, we didn't have a provincial deed transfer tax. It was only a municipal deed transfer tax, which was about 1.5%. So buyers would have to pay that on top of the purchase price.
To the government, like a tax.
Yes, that was municipal. So it would go directly to the municipality where you're purchasing.
Okay.
And then, gosh, I don't even know how long, at least 2 years ago, the provincial government added a deed transfer tax. Originally, it was 5%. And that provincial deed transfer tax was for buyers that were purchasing from outside of Canada. So they were not tax-paying Nova Scotians. They were buying either a cottage or a second home, or, you know, even if they're buying it to be a rental, for instance, they're subject to pay the 5%. But then last April, they doubled that to 10%.
No.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate. And again, I don't think this is the show where we're going to talk about that. But certainly if anybody listening has some questions about it, I'd love to talk to you about it. But it really did affect our market in a negative way. And sadly, in most cases that I've seen personally, it has scared away some of these out of province buyers that we need to purchase here.
Right.
Because, you know, they come for 3 or 4 months of the year. They enrich our communities. They bring outside money in, but they're not a strain on any of our services. But the worst part is I work with a lot of senior citizens, people looking to sell their property, and they need all their equity out of it they can get. But, you know, if we're fortunate enough to find an out-of-province buyer to purchase, they're negotiating the 10% off the top. So it's actually not the buyer that ends up paying the 10%. It's the Nova Scotian.
Wow. Yeah. Coming off the sale price.
Exactly.
It's always something, but I'm imagining there's something. Like there's a huge lobby of people, realtors, et cetera, that are up in arms and working on the government to get that changed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's lots of folks lobbying towards it, but it's the kind of thing that I think people don't want to hear that from realtors because it seems like we've got a stake in it. It really needs to come from the general public.
All right. Very good. Well, maybe we can get a movement on the go. Speaking of moving, we're going to talk about people moving. I've got a new game, as I mentioned. It's called Advise the Buyer. We're going to talk about that coming up. We're also going to talk about season 2 of Oceanfront Property Hunt and, well, just a whole bunch more stuff. We've got our real estate expert, our realtor extraordinaire, Susan Diamond Realtor, and she's with us for the full hour. And we talked about your life being, well, pretty darn busy. And I know you're always on the go. Do you have a hype song, Susan? Like a song that you just put on and you're like, this is it. It's go time. What's that song,
you know,
so I can
what?
Play
I
it
should.
To break?
But it's so funny when you ask me these questions, I just think about all the music my kids request when we're in the car.
Okay.
And some of it I can't even name because I don't know the names of it. It's interesting tunes that they like. But lately they're obsessed with Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh. I will play Harry in a heartbeat.
And he just announced his new tour. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be so great. By special request from my very special guest, Susan Diamond, this is Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar on Cove FM.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever. On a summer. summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, 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 watermelon sugar high.
Cove FM. I'm Stephanie Beaumont. I'm your host of CNB Seen and Heard, and our guest today is Susan Diamond, Realtor, who's also one of the hosts, I can call you that, right, on Oceanfront Property Hunt, A&E's amazing special. This is your second season, right?
That's right. I got to do a second episode this year. It was so fun.
Now, I know that you're no stranger to film sets and things like that, but this is kind of different. Obviously, you're on camera. Your wardrobe was spectacular, by the way.
Yes, wasn't it, though? I was so fortunate that Foreign Affair agreed to dress me for the show.
Ooh,
so I was looking very sharp.
I love Foreign Affair. Marjorie's a good friend of mine from back in the CNBC TV days.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I love their stuff there on Spring Garden Road. Okay, anyway, so you looked fabulous and you had two new clients this time. Take us through what a show is like, because, you know, we see it all packaged up and it looks amazing, but is it fun to shoot?
You know what? It's very enjoyable. They've got a stellar crew. They definitely know what they're doing and what they need to get to make a great final product. So it's great to be on set with them. We shot for 3 days. So it was the same sort of formula this season as last season. So you shoot for 3 full days and then they take those 3 days of footage and shrink it into, I don't know, a 20 or 22 minute episode. You know, they've got a good system. They know what they're up to.
Right.
And they can make you look like pros on camera, which is great.
Well, it certainly looked like fun. And Lane and Tristan are a great couple. And I'm guessing they found a good spot that they loved. So
they sure did.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was fun because Lane and Tristan aren't just clients of mine. They're dear friends as well. So it was kind of great to be able to be on set with them. And we definitely had a good rapport. It was easy to make a good, enjoyable show.
Oh, that's...
I think it turned out okay.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun to watch. Now, and I'm hoping you'll be on season 3 and things like that. But you definitely seem at home on camera, Susan.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not.
Oh, come
However,
on.
I'm starting to come around to it a little.
Well, you seem very natural. And I think that goes
Thanks
to the fact that you know what you're talking about and you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is,
let's say that.
I believe it. Oceanfront Property Hunt, you can see episodes. They stream on Saturdays. They add new episodes every Saturday. You can also get them online, right? You can buy episodes, can't you?
Yeah, you totally can.
Which
and
is,
actually, like, it's a fantastic show. They really do a nice job highlighting beautiful properties all around Nova Scotia. And actually, it wasn't even just in Nova Scotia. They shot in New Brunswick last season and PEI as well. So it's kind of all the maritime.
There you go. Okay, now, Susan, I guess you could call me an avid renter. I was once on the property ladder, but there's merit to buying, right? Like renting,
Absolutely.
Renting is great. Do you want to play Advise the Buyer?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
This
maybe
is a new game?
Well, it's a new game I came up with for you. I've come up with 5 imaginary buyers who call you, and they all have different backstories, as it were. And I need you to give them your best advice. Susan Diamond Realtor, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Hi, I'm a 23-year-old single person just out of university. I've landed a great job, and I'm looking to buy my first home. What are you going to tell me?
I would tell them that I'm thrilled that they've reached out to me and I look forward to working with them to find them a great spot. A great place for them to start is to reach out to a mortgage broker or their bank and first get a sense of if they're ready and in a position to purchase and what would their pre-approval look like.
Now, That's- when you say ready to purchase, you mean do you have the bank, right? Like, do you have the money?
Well, I mean, oftentimes, you know, financing can be complex, especially when you're a first-time home buyer. So it's great to have an advisor, not just on the best property that you should buy, but on the lending side, you know,
right.
An advisor at the bank or a mortgage broker that can let them know, like, how much do they need for a down payment? What makes sense? You know, what's their gross debt ratio? Things like that, because that's not my department. But once they get that information, and I know a number that we... some parameters that we need to work within, then I can certainly help out further and find them a good spot within their budget.
They might not be ready, I guess, is the best way to put that, right? Maybe they want to work.
Sometimes they're not. And oftentimes when I get a call, they've already reached out to a broker, but sometimes they haven't.
Okay.
And certainly it's really important that they know where they are financially before we start looking.
Right.
Because nobody wants to waste time.
Right.
And it's important that we're looking at things within their budget.
Sure.
So once we get those instructions, sometimes the broker will get back to them and say, you know what, maybe you need to do A, B, and C before you're in the right position. And then I'm happy to keep talking to them through that process. And these things don't always happen quickly. It can be a long relationship. So, you know, if there's a couple more things that they need to do to get lined up financially, I'll still send them listings over time. And that kind of educates them on, you know, how much things cost and they can keep an eye on the market. And that way, when it is time for them to buy, they have a way better idea of price points and what they can get for their money.
Nice. Okay, very good. All right. Hello. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm a professional. My partner and I we work remotely, but we got to get out of Toronto and we're looking to move to Nova Scotia. We currently own a condo in the city, right downtown, and we are looking for something oceanside.
Okay.
How can you help us? Yeah, how can you help us?
I would love to work with you guys and find you a great place here in Nova Scotia on the South Shore. My first question for you is, have you spoken with your bank? Do you need to sell the condo in order to buy here in Nova Scotia?
Ooh. Well, we want to move. We want to move. Look at me. I'm pretending to be in my mid-30s and working professionals.
Look at you.
I mean, come on. Well, that's actually a great question. How does that work then? If I have a place, I need to sell it first, right? Or no, I don't. I guess it just depends on the money.
Sometimes people don't need to. Like, okay. If they have enough equity. I mean, okay. There's all kinds of reasons why they wouldn't need to.
Okay.
However, you know, in a lot of cases, they would need to be able to sell that condo before they buy.
Okay.
So strategically, it can get a little bit more complex.
Okay.
You know, during COVID times, for instance, it was very difficult because things were selling quickly.
Right.
So say you had your property on the market there, but the timing didn't work out well. In the current market conditions where the days on market are a little bit longer, or they're back to more of what historically they were, there's more time. So say they don't want to list their condo in Toronto until they have an accepted offer here in Nova Scotia. They can put in an offer on the Nova Scotia property subject to the sale of the condo in Toronto. And then there's a time limit on that clause.
Okay.
So that kind of gives them the opportunity. They can do all of their due diligence on the property here. And with any luck, sell their condo in Toronto before somebody else offers on the house here.
Right.
So it can be a little more complicated. And in situations like that, definitely a great idea to have a good advisor that is familiar with these sorts of things, because it can be a little more complicated.
Right. And you're completely separate. You can't even work to sell their house, right? Because they're in a completely different market.
However, I can introduce them to a fantastic agent on that end, because definitely in Toronto, I have several colleagues that I can refer them to if they don't already have somebody that they know and trust.
Perfect. Well, that's great. Okay, very good. All right, here I am. Client number three, married, two kids with one on the way, looking to sell our two-bedroom house and scale up.
Okay.
We live here in Nova Scotia. We don't really have any sort of, you know, we got to be by the ocean or anything like that. We just want to live on the South Shore.
Okay. So again, one of the first questions would be, do they need to sell to buy?
Okay.
So we could go through that like we did with the Toronto couple.
Right.
The other question is, you know, like the kids that you have, are they already in school? Do you want to keep them in the same school district, or are you willing to move? So kind of logistical standpoints. Like
now,
that.
Let's say hypothetically, this is crazy. This might be crazy. You might be like, Stephanie, just stop your foolishness. But let's say I had two boys now. They both love hockey. We've got to move for work. Do you go into that when you do your presentations? You talked about doing whiteboard presentations the last time we talked. Like, do you drill down in terms of here's arenas, here's schools, that kind of thing?
So typically the whiteboard presentation I do is for the sell side.
Oh, okay.
I do a buyer whiteboard, which would drill into those kinds of things, but it's not as structured.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, like it's part of your expertise. That's why I always say, like, I try and own my zone. I don't go as far as I once did when I first started, because you can't be an expert everywhere.
Right.
And in order to advise your clients appropriately, you really need to have a good understanding of the communities that you work in and what's available there to people.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of why I scaled down my area and I don't do much business in Halifax anymore. However, Alex has been taking care of a lot of my clients in Halifax and that's working out great. But yeah, like it does come up. People need to know if they're moving for work and they're moving out of their own community. Say I'm selling their house for them in Chester and they need to move to Bridgewater so they don't have to do the commute anymore. It's definitely important to have connections and to be able to give them advice on who to call or, you know, how we can find out more information about that to make it a smooth transition.
Indeed. Okay. And of course, it's so funny. This is an imaginary family. And in my brain, I'm like, they should buy a split level. And then I was like, well, do people still make, are split levels still a thing? Like, are they, I remember when I was little, they were all the rage. Like if you had a split, like, are there any trends in homes? It seems like there's every kind of home here on the South Shore.
Yeah, I mean, I would say on the South Shore, it's just a lot of resale homes. We don't have as much new construction here, although it is increasing for sure.
If I said to you, though, I'm the wife of the married couple with the kids, I want a century-old home, that lowers your list of homes, but at least it hones in. Like, do you drill down with clients like that, or do you just show them sort of everything in the price point?
It really depends on the client and the budget.
Okay.
You know, often there aren't as many options as people may like. So there's concessions that need to be made. I find in our area, there's a lot of people that are looking for bungalows, for instance.
Right.
So usually a well-priced bungalow will
go on a heartbeat
fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Because the target market is pretty vast. It's first-time home buyers, retired folks, downsizers, families. There's a great target market for that. And where like a two-story, for instance, I find in our market don't sell as quickly.
Okay, very good. All right, now, client number four. We are empty nesters. Sadly, well, not sadly. In my case, sadly, because the sidekick's gone. But these are empty nesters in their early 60s, Susan, Diamond Realtor.
What?
And they are looking to downsize from what they now feel is a cavernous home, as the bedrooms sit empty for, you know, all the other weeks of the year when their kids aren't visiting. What would you say to them? They want to stay here in Nova Scotia, by the way.
Oh my gosh, I would tell them that I have the perfect place for them just outside of Lunenburg.
What are you talking about?
I've got these great condos for sale. They're right outside of Lunenburg. Each one of them have their own piece of oceanfront. And in my mind, they're the absolute perfect buy for a downsizer.
Wow.
They're all single level. Each has a primary with an ensuite bath, beautiful guest rooms, beautifully appointed, and just ready for low maintenance lifestyle. Perfect for that couple.
Oh my gosh, that might actually tick the box of my fifth and final client. We're snowbirds in our early 70s, and we are looking to get rid of our place south of the border, looking for a four-season place on the ocean. So that might do it too, hey?
It sure would.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
It sounds perfect for them as well.
Okay, we've got to stop down for one more commercial break. But before we do, we haven't caught up since you've moved. How are you loving your new house?
You know what? We love it.
Do you?
It was you know, we renovated all last winter, or not all winter, but, you know, for 4 months, basically.
Right.
And
did it seem
so
longer?
Few projects. Well, it's all in the past now. I've already forgotten.
Oh, come on. But you love it.
We do. We love it. The boys are super happy. It took a little bit of time for them to feel as cozy here as they did in our other home, but they've definitely grown into it, and they both love it.
Nice. Well, all right. Very good. We've got a little bit more with Susan Diamond, Realtor, when we return. But right now, in celebration of your new place, I would like to play Home by Michael Bublé. Is that okay with you?
I love that.
Right
yeah.
on. All right. Very good. And we'll have more with Susan Diamond here on CNBC Seen and Heard. This is Michael Bublé on Cove FM.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. In either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. I'm done, I gotta go home. Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Bring me down, can't none, bring me down.
Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's Happy by Pharrell Williams. And you know, it was originally released on the soundtrack for Despicable Me 2, which I gotta believe was a hit with your kids, Susan Diamond. Was it?
Yes, they love those movies.
Right? Unreal. But Happy are what your clients are. Hey, after 10
well,
years.
Those are my favorite kind.
Right? Well, this is it. And now in our remaining moments, what I wanted to do was talk to you because I've seen the reviews. I see your testimonials pop up and you have happy clients. And I thought what we could do is sort of trip down memory lane and I'll ask you a couple of questions to get a sense of it and maybe jog your memory of some highlights, if you don't mind. So this is the Happy Clients, Susan Diamond Realtor, 10 years of service. Addition. Susan Diamond, hearken back to your first sale. If you could put it in a sentence, how did it feel?
Oh, my first sale. Yeah. How did it feel?
Can you remember?
I totally remember. It was very nerve-wracking because there's so many details.
Okay.
And it's such an important time in that client's life. And every time it is, no matter the price point. So I just remember dotting every I and crossing every T like 100 times
right.
before submitting that offer. And just being really, really nervous. But funny enough, even all those years later, I still get like that. You know, maybe not as many nerves, but, you know, just making sure that I haven't forgotten anything.
Right. Well, it's
and questioning myself to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Which is why your clients are so happy, I'm guessing, hey, that you're thorough. Now, I won't put you on the spot and ask you how many. Could you tell me how many houses? And no, you probably couldn't.
No, I have no idea.
Isn't that amazing? We should go do the math. We won't do it now because we'll run out of time. But Susan Diamond Realtor, is there one memorable moment amidst them all that you can think of that you're just like, that will I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget that.
You are putting me on the spot. That's tough. I mean, there's a lot of memorable moments.
Right.
And things that happen. So I'm just trying to think. I mean, I do remember this one buyer. I've been working with them forever.
Okay.
And, you know, some are easier than others.
Right.
And that's okay, right? Like, it's hard to find the perfect house, but this one couple in particular, we had looked at like 30 properties, which is a lot, right?
Yes.
Like, and over several months.
Okay.
And there was this home that I'd been after them forever. I was like, please, I've been in it personally. I've shown it a couple of times. I just know you're going to love it.
Right.
And, you know, they were reluctant. They didn't love the exterior aesthetic.
Okay.
But I just knew if I could get them in the door
right.
and they could feel how the house felt, it was just that the most beautiful property, that they would love it. And so we were going on another tour. I had 4 houses lined up to view that day, and I just didn't even tell them. I was like, okay, follow me to the next property. And of course, we pulled up and they were like, Susan, we said we didn't want to see that one. I was like, I know, but I just can't help myself. We have to go in.
Right.
And anyway, that's the house they bought.
Oh,
they fell in love with it. They thought it was fantastic. And I was like, I don't want to say I told you so.
Right.
But here we are.
Right. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, because houses do have vibes, right?
100%. They do. And sometimes, you know, if you got to get over the curb appeal, because you can change that,
right?
And if you walk in the house and you can see the view or feel the privacy or, you know, there's all kinds of things that can shift your thinking once you're there on site. So trust your real estate advisor.
Right.
If they say that and they've shown you a bunch of houses, chances are they have a good idea of what you like.
Exactly. After 30 homes, good gosh, that's a lot. Okay. I won't put you on the spot and say your favorite client. Could you tell me your youngest client? Has there ever been anybody in their teens?
I have never helped anybody in their teens.
In their early 20s? In their early 20s.
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Do you have a median age of client?
A median age? I would say like most like 40s.
Okay.
But that changes year to year. Like,
yeah.
I can't even say that actually because it really just depends on the market and it depends on the year and the price points.
Right. Well, that's my next question. Now, do you have a biggest sale? Like, is there anything that you wouldn't list?
You know what? Like, I list properties of all price points.
Okay.
small and large.
Okay.
You know, and I love working with all of my clients at every price point, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing about being a real estate advisor here along the South Shore is there's so much variety.
Right.
Not just of the homes, but the clientele themselves. Like, you really get to know people when you're working with them. And that's what I love about it. It's kind of like my old film career. It's like every day you have a new office and new people to get to know.
Which is
from all different walks of life.
Which is very
exciting.
Very great. Okay. Now, what's the coolest thing you've ever seen in a house?
The coolest thing I've ever seen in a house.
Like, has there been any secret rooms or indoor swimming pools that were bananas? Like, is there anything that you'd be like, oh my gosh, like, that's wild.
You know what? We get to see it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
So, the coolest thing I've ever seen in a house.
Any safes or anything? Or panic rooms? Or come on, there's got to be something.
Well, I have seen a bunker, like in a century home, which is pretty interesting.
Yes. When we lived in Trinidad and my dad was with the Bank of Nova Scotia, the branch manager, there was a bunker at their house and we had a lot of fun there.
I bet.
It was
would be echoey and
super cool. And there were creepy canned goods there. I always remember it. And I was always fearful I would get stuck in there. Now, Susan, this is not on my list of celebrating your 10 years, but I have to ask you because I just wonder, like, I believe in ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts? Is this too off topic?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that I don't believe, but I'm not a full believer either.
Okay.
But sometimes there are some unexplained circumstances.
Okay, but does that have to be declared? Like, if you think your house is haunted, like, do you have to put that, like, listen,
I
just so you know.
Before my time as an agent, I believe that it was something that needed to be disclosed, but not anymore. It's on the buyer side. So if you're a buyer that is superstitious in any way, it's up to you to put a clause in your agreement to ask the seller to disclose if they have any information like that.
I'm laughing and I shouldn't, because if my mom was here, she would be like, listen, there are haunted houses. So basically in the 10 years, you've never had anybody like look for their money back because there's a ghost.
Nobody looked for their money back, but I have worked with buyers that have felt that it was important to ask that question.
Okay. Wow. I feel like ghosts only come out to people who believe, in my opinion.
Yeah, just like Santa Claus.
There you go. Listen, don't get me started. I love Christmas. Okay. Now, Susan, Diamond Realtor, I should salute you on your Christmas tree, because how many years have you done the Christmas tree? You brought up Christmas, so and we're still close enough. You're like the Christmas tree person for Chester Village Christmas.
Oh, this is right. Yes, I am. I don't know how many years I've been doing that now, but it's one of my favorite events.
It's so nice. Well, and the only other thing I'll say, and I want everyone to follow Susan.Diamond.Realtor on Instagram like I do, so you can see all the gorgeous homes. Susan Diamond Realtor, was there one home that you either helped someone buy or helped someone sell that you wished you could have bought?
Actually, my favorite listing of all time.
Yes.
I have listed right now on Herman's Island. It's absolutely spectacular.
Is that true? Tell me why.
It is true.
I mean, it looks gorgeous in the pictures.
The overall positioning of the home and the quality of the build.
Yeah.
It's just perfection at every angle.
That's the one, it's got the dock, right? With the sailboat and the sunroom. That's spectacular. I'll put the link to that one specifically, and certainly the link to all of your properties. I appreciate you taking the time on what I can imagine is just another busy day for Susan Diamond Realtor, but you're always there to help anybody who's looking to list or looking to purchase down here on Nova Scotia South Shore. Thank you so much for making the time. Congratulations on 10 amazing years of happy clients.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks for inviting me.
For all things Susan Diamond, her current listings, contact information, and social links, head to susandiamondrealtor.ca. You can find the podcast version of this show, along with all of our other CNB Seen and Heard episodes, available to stream and download now on iTunes via Apple Podcasts. And for all the show notes and links to this broadcast, you can head to my Omni site at stephaniebeaumont.com. There you'll discover our entire catalog of episodes for this show, along with all of our soundtrack episodes too. Thanks to Jason McDonald for our CNB Seen and Heard theme music. music. Thanks to Susan Diamond for being my guest, and thanks to you for joining us today. Sure hope you will again next time here on Cove FM. I'm your host, Stephanie Beaumont. Be well till then. Thank you.